And welcome back to the RNC Remix. We are live again after being in the comforting arms of our flaming robot of love since 3 a.m. this morning. My name's Ken, and I'll be live here on the RNC Remix web stream until, I guess, 1 o'clock today. Between now and noon, we're going to be doing our FCC indecency special, because a lot of what this stream is about, besides opposition to the Bush administration, is free speech, in case you hadn't noticed. And nowhere is free speech more directly attacked than in the hallowed corridors of the Federal Communications Commission. This morning we will be playing a lot of the songs that have garnered federal language fines, some of which have gone as high as several hundred thousand dollars. And at 10 o'clock, we'll be talking to Harry Cole, who I've spoken to several times on WFMU proper on my Wednesday morning show. And we'll be playing some of those songs and talking about the cases and the alleged laws and the alleged logic behind some of those FCC decisions. We'll be playing the famous George Carlin Seven Dirty Words monologue, which Pacifica Radio took to the Supreme Court in 1977 and lost. We'll be playing Sarah Jones and DJ Vadim, Your Revolution, which got a community radio station in Portland, Oregon, KABU, fined $7,000, and they then spent $20,000 fighting that fine. We'll be playing, hopefully, if I can find it, the censored version of the Eminem hit, The Real Slim Shady. The version that had the bad words taken out of it. And despite the fact that the bad words were taken out of it, I think it was two summers ago, several radio stations around the country got FCC fines for playing a song that had no bad words in it. And then many, many others. Between now and 10, I guess we're really just going to be playing stuff that's more generalized about the FCC, and I'm also taking advantage of the fact that this is a web-only broadcast, and I can play tons of stuff I've never been able to play before. Things like this!
For your focus, tell me, what do you know? A lot of faggot middle-class kids wearing long hair and trendy clothes. Look, I'm not your fucking parents, and I'm sick of upside hippies coming knocking at me door with a fucking peace symbol. Get this back fast. I don't owe your fuckers anything, and all I got to say is fuck you. The sky is blue. Mick Jagger, I think that makes a joke with all his stupid faggot dancing. I always did. Wiggling his ass, you know, it's just a lot of bullshit. And where does he come off saying all those tawdry things about the Beatles? When every fucking thing we ever did, we tried to copy, and you know, we even wrote his second fucking record for another stone under the same fucking class as the Beatles. Either music wise or power wise, they never ever were. Shit from those fucking sons of bitches. George said she gave up evil vibes. I should have beat the fucking shit right out of him. Him with his fucking Hare Krishna. Me auntie, she tore up me fucking phones. She just threw the bastards out. I can't forgive her, cause she didn't treat me like a fucking genius. Look, you bastards, I'm a genius. Like Shakespeare, I'm Beethoven, I'm Van Gogh. Don't you dare criticize my work. Don't worry, Kyoko was one of the fucking best rock and roll records ever made. I'm a fucking artist. I'm sensitive as shit. I throw up before I go on stage. I can make a guitar speak. If I could be a fisherman, I would, but I can't because I'm a fucking genius. I was a walrus. Paul wasn't a walrus. I was just saying that to be nice, but I was actually the walrus. Even that rubbish he's been singing. Eastman was an animal. A fucking stupid middle class pig. I won't let fucking animals like that near me. Yoko is a supreme intellectual. I'll tell you why nobody likes her music. Because she's a woman and she's oriental, that's why. Where are you, mother?
Here's a little number I wrote the other day while out duck hunting with a judge. Quack. Fuck you very much, the FCC. Fuck you very much for fining me. $5,000 a fuck, so I'm really out of luck. That's more than Heidi Fleiss was charging me. So fuck you very much, the FCC. For proving that free speech just isn't free. Clear Channel's a dear channel, so Howard Stern must go. Attorney General Ashcroft doesn't like strong words, and so he's charging twice as much as all the drugs for Rush Limbaugh. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you very much, dear Mr. Bush, for heroically sitting on your tush. For Halliburton, Enron, all the companies who fail. Let's send them a clear signal and stick Martha straight in jail. She's an uppity rich bitch, and at least she isn't male. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you, dickhead Mr. Cheney too. Fuck you and fuck everything you do. Your pacemaker must be a fake, you haven't got a heart. As far as I'm concerned, you're just a pasty-faced old fart. And as for Condoleezza, she's an intellectual tart. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you very much, the EPA, for giving all Alaska's oil away. It really is a bummer when I can't fill my Hummer. The ozone's a no-go zone now that Arnold's here to say the nuclear winter games are going to take place in L.A. So fuck you all so very much. So what, the planet fails? Let's save the great white males. And fuck you all so very much. Quack.
Please, Mr. FCC, don't take away our Grand Ole Opry. There's talk going around that's really bothering me. So if you will, would you please give a listen? And I think you'll plainly see. 'Cause you see, I grew up with Roy's Great Speckled Bird and the Wabash Cannonball. Ah, and the memories grow fonder when I think of Eddie Arnold's cattle call. Now, in my struggle with life, well, there's always been a song to help me through. From Marty's Don't Worry About Me to Ernest Tubbs Walking the Floor Over You. And when things got too rough, oh, I'd think about Billy's Gotta Travel On. And it wouldn't be long till things got better with the green, green grass of home. Now, each song that I've heard from the Opry has just sort of become a part of me. Whether it's Ben Lester's Father's Table Grace or Don's Old Lonesome Me. As the years have crept away, I've looked forward to each and every Saturday. Now the talk is, they're trying to take part of my life away. Mr. FCC, do you realize the happiness of millions rests with a decision by your panel? So I'm begging of you, please, don't ever destroy our clear channel. The Opry over the years has had so much to give. Please, Mr. FCC, let my friend, the Grand Ole Opry, live. Oh, please, Mr. FCC, don't take away our Grand Ole Opry.
Whether a few corporations will be ceded enhanced gatekeeper control over the civil dialogue of our country, more content control over our music, entertainment, and information, and veto power over what the majority of our families watch, read, and hear.
Yes, that is what's at issue. And maybe the FCC is a political issue that can bridge the gap between the Democrats and the Republicans, since they're both completely wrong on the issue of the FCC. Let me tell you what we heard first here on the RNC Remix. That was Steve Earle from his latest record. I never thought I would play a Steve Earle song, but there you go. F the CC. It's incredible how many people can get behind that slogan. Fuck the FCC. We heard Red Sovine doing a plaintive little number called Mr. FCC. Nothing about freedom, nothing about their speech and language restrictions there, but I guess apparently a song about a threat of some station taking the Grand Ole Opry radio program off the air. And we heard Eric Idle from Monty Python doing the FCC song. And he got the amount of the language fines wrong in that song. He said $5,000 per fuck. No, 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 it's not $5,000 per fuck. Let's see, where does it stand? Things have been changing so fast since the Super Bowl, since last February 2nd. It was $7,000 per fuck, but then they raised it, didn't they? I can't even keep track. They raised the maximum fine per fuck to $32,500. I can't remember. It might be $11,000 per fuck now. That's why we're going to be talking to Harry Cole, WFMU's FCC lawyer, in about 45 minutes and playing a whole bunch of songs that have garnered FCC cases and fines for the broadcasters who played them. We started off the FCC Indecency Show this morning here with Magical Misery Tour, National Lampoon, from their record Radio Dinner, a song I've always wanted to play on the radio. And now I finally have. Only it ain't the radio. It's a web stream. This is WFMU's RNC Remix. My name's Ken. I'm with you live this morning. Only on the web.